like to thank Madam Secretary General Greenspan for being with us during the opening of the session. Also, Ms. Anastasia Nesvetailova for presenting the TDR report 2024. And also thank you, Chair, for your great and fitting opening quote of the day, among many other qualities that you have demonstrated as Chair. We align ourselves with the statement delivered by Peru on behalf of G77 and China, and by Guatemala on behalf of GRULEC. The TDB is a flagship UNCTAD publication. Its analysis continues to provide, to shine a light on trends of great importance for the world. Some of these trends are not positive, such as new low average GDP growth that is highlighted by the current 2024 report, certain changes to the structure of trade and trade policies, and on the other hand, the rise of the services economy, especially in the context of a more digitalized world. Chapters 1 and 2, they highlight challenges that are not recent or new, high debt levels and unsustainable debt servicing costs for developing countries. These persist, but now these occur in the midst of difficulties for these countries to transit to a more digitalized and sustainable economy, whereas the developed world is doing this in a very rapid, accelerated manner. Brazil would like to emphasize the additional impact caused by a new wave of protectionist practices, and this is where your quote of the day comes in quite handy, because it just recalls the prospect for 2025 of a tariff war that could be quite negative for growth and push us back into interwar days. I'd like to touch upon the illicit financial flows. These have been eroding national capital and undermining economic and social development as well. There's a growing gap between financing needs and available financing resources for development in an international architecture that, in the view of Brazil, is now outdated, requires modernization and reform. Chapters 3 and 4 emphasize the challenges as well as the opportunities linked with the services economy, the creative economy, renewable energies, and strategic and critical minerals. These are new areas that promise potential for additional growth. Economic integration has been asymmetric in the last decades, however, with some regions benefiting more from the current scenarios than others. And as UNCTAD points out, most economies in Africa and Latin America remain heavily reliant on natural resources, on commodities, a situation that is compounded by debt burdens, poverty that persist since the 60s when UNCTAD was established. The TDR also indicates the effects of a high concentration of corporate control over national economy of members, especially in the digital economy. And this can be very negative for commodity exporters of the South, unable to benefit from the dynamics of the economic transition brought by the new trends. The rush for critical and scarce materials and minerals exacerbate risks for developing countries when they are not accompanied by economic transformation strategies that can promote trade diversification and better integration to global value chains for these countries. Supply chains without value addition are prone to disruptions such as price volatility. New development opportunities exist, but they require the design of policies that can balance short-term gains from commodities with the growing role of services, digital transformation, and energy transition. Diversification and redistribution policies are at the core of enhancing economic resilience and building productive capacity that leads to job creation, increase in income, improvements in the quality of life, and sustainable livelihood. The core challenge is how developing countries can mobilize resources to meet the needs of long-term structural transformation. We also need a comprehensive framework of financial regulation. So we call for urgent reform of the international financial architecture to scale up long-term sources of development finance and put them at the service of sustainable and inclusive growth. The new framework needs to address systemic inequalities. It will be necessary in that light to achieve greater representation and voice for developing countries in international financial institutions, in particular the IMF and the World Bank, as we have calling for at least since World War II. We also need reform to recapitalize the multilateral development banks to meet the financing needs of developing members by increasing grants, long-term concessional finance, including lending and settlement in local currencies, and the use of innovative mechanisms. We have to optimize the tax system. This is emphasized in Chapter 5 of TDR 2024. We need to strengthen international cooperation frameworks to help curb illicit financial activities and practice that lead to base erosion and profit shifting, as was also mentioned in the opening presentation of the TDR. The promotion of inclusive and effective international tax cooperation is imperative for all members. Otherwise, developing countries may risk losing part of their taxation capacity due to digitalization. In fact, we have a negotiation going on in different venues, including at the WTO, on a permanent moratorium on the taxation of electronic transmissions. We think this is to be discussed in the context of a new taxation, global taxation framework. We must recognize that there's a growing need for taxpayers, including ultra-high net worth individuals, to contribute their fair share in taxes. Progressive taxation is one of the key tools to reduce domestic inequalities, strengthen fiscal sustainability, facilitate budget consolidation, promote strong, sustainable, balanced, and inclusive growth, and facilitate the achievement of the sustainable development goals. In fact,